The Irish Times, election 2011.
Paul Cullen, political staff of the Irish Times. This was the last debate of the campaign occurring just 3 days before polling days. There's a question there first whether it's happening so late that people's minds are already made up. But it did feature the three main party leaders in debate with each other in English for the first time. So it certainly had good attraction for people to tune in, especially the undecided. It was a 90-minute format, perhaps a bit long for some people. We've had a lot of discussion of the issues, the big issues, and many of them are very meaty financial topics, which are sometimes hard to follow, let's face it. But I think you'd have to say that nobody came off a loser. Some people gained more than most. You could perhaps say that Micheál Martin showed again that he was the best debater. But again, he has the most ground to make up. And he has this millstone around his neck, which is Fianna Fáil's presence in government over the last 14 years and his involvement in that government. Eamon Gilmore took a softer line, perhaps, than we've seen earlier in the campaign, perhaps responding to criticism of some of the negativity that was perceived to be around the Labour campaign. And I think he benefited from this, and his message of balance and caring for the less privileged and the weaker members of society is one that would be getting home to his potential voters. And then Enda Kenny, in pole position, really it's the same as it's been right through the election. Is he going to slip up on a banana skin? And he didn't do that. He sometimes was bested by Micheál Martin in debate, but he was comfortable and he made his own points and he made them forcefully. There's an interesting theme running here in Fine Gael over the last week. This topic of 1916 and the 100th anniversary that's coming up in a few years' time, which most people wouldn't have considered because we're too busy dealing with the day-to-day woes that we have to face. It cropped up during Leo Varadkar's fundraiser, private fundraiser in a Dublin restaurant last week. The version I heard of his speech was that he mentioned that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael could actually stand shoulder to shoulder proudly outside the GPO in 2016, having got rid of our deficit and released ourselves from the strictures of the IMF. And he was obviously reaching out to some common ground. Labour's policy is somewhat different because they want more time for us to deal with the financial requirements of that deal, and we could still be facing a deficit in 2016 according to Labour's plans. But of course, who knows whether we will manage to reduce the deficit to less than 3% as aimed. But certainly, I think we're going to see a lot more about vision. Fine Gael have had time to think about what they're going to do in government, and they're even going to announce their plans for the first 100 days before the election. And I think we'll hear a lot about vision and a lot about targets because they can look forward to a comfortable 5 years in government. That seems almost certain at this stage. Enda's been around in politics almost 40 years, and it's strange, even people in media and many political circles aren't entirely familiar with him. I think his private life is very private, his family life. He came to leadership quite late. He almost lost it last year. His hold on the party seemed very, very shaky until 6 months ago. And now he finds himself Taoiseach, and he's still something of a conundrum. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of a leader he turns out to be. Fine Gael presented a very collegiate group leadership approach to this election. They've emphasised a range of policies and the range of talent within the party, and there's no doubt there's a lot of ambition in that party. Will Enda be able to satisfy all that talent? Will he be able to give the right jobs to the right people and let them at it? Or will he want to lead from the front himself? How long will he want to stay around? He's going to turn 60 soon enough. So 5 year term, that would take him up to retirement age. So he's very energetic. I was surprised being out on the canvas with him. He was a lot smaller than I had reckoned, you know, although that often happens with politicians, I think, because the camera deceives. And he was also an awful lot more youthful and energetic and composed in himself, in his body, than I had expected. Found him very natural with people. And certainly he's very well liked. On the respect stakes, perhaps a little less when the times have been difficult, but there'll be no gainsaying what's going to happen to Fine Gael in this election. You know, it's going to be a monumental performance by the party, either their best or their second best in its history. I know there's been squabbling during this election campaign, and it's generally been interpreted as being a bad outcome for Labour, and their polls ratings have suffered, and that's been given as the reason for it. Fine Gael don't seem to have suffered from the squabbling, although they participated in it as well. But I don't really feel that these disagreements have been about core issues, and I don't think they've penetrated to personal relationships. And certainly in the last week you've seen elder statespeople like Rory Quinn and Michael Noonan coming out and saying, well, listen, this is just election business. We've been around this block. We know what it's like. The personal differences are not there. And it's very clear to me that the chemistry is certainly there among a substantial proportions of both parties to do a deal that they would intend would last for 5 years. Whether that will satisfy everybody in that party, and particularly in Fine Gael, because I think that there are divergences of view within Fine Gael, is another question. And whether the temptation that might arise after a very good election performance at the weekend to do a deal with perhaps a few independents, perhaps a few Greens or someone who's who have already shown their relative stability in government mightn't be too great. That's still open to question. So there's still a lot to play for. But you'd have to say at this stage the most likely outcome is a Fine Gael Labour coalition with a big majority.